Thank you for waiting. I'm Gabriela Medeiros, responsible for the RI area of the company. Welcome to the teleconference of the earnings result conference related to the fourth quarter of 2023 and the closing of 2023. Present with us, we have Sérgio Ros Brasil, our CEO, Vitor Hugo Silva, our CFO, and Ricardo Martins, manager of RI. Before starting, we'd like to inform that this event is being recorded and will be available in the site of the company, just like the material for information. We will start the presentation, and then we will have a question and answer session. We emphasize that the information contained in this presentation and any statements that may be made during the video conference regarding Renova's business prospects, projections, and operational and financial targets constitute beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as information currently available. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks and uncertainties that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, market conditions, and other operating factors may affect Renova's future performance and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to hand over to Sérgio Ros for his initial considerations, and then Vitor Hugo will make the presentation of the earnings results. Sérgio?
Thank you, Camila. Good morning to everyone. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning, and we will start our explanation concerning the results. First of all, until the beginning of the year, I was the president of the administration council of the company, and since May 2022, I had this position, and in February this year, I accepted the challenge of being the executive president of the company. Jeff Cleaver is now in my place, and he's been in the company for 15 years, and now the board, the administration, we have Jeff Cleaver as president of the council, and I am the member of the council, Daniel Famano, and Mateus Antunes, Alexandre Americano, Antonio Ricardo Alban, and Alonis dos Santos are substitute member. The statutory board, I am the CEO, Vitor Hugo and Alexandre, CFO. Paulo Roberto joined us at the beginning of the year as director, legal director, and at the end of last year, our team, we also had Rodrigo Botta in our team as director. A little bit of the company. We closed the year, an important year. It was the first year where we can present the Alto Sertão Wind Park, 100% operational. Concerning the Alto Sertão III, the main asset of the company, it is among the 10 biggest parks, largest parks in Latin America. Additionally to our Alto Sertão plant, we also own a project, a solar complex called Caetité Solar Complex, approximately 4.8 MW. The location of Alto Sertão, let me go back here. We are in Guanambi, municipality, Caeté, it's a park with 26 wind parks, capacity of 432.8 MW, and 105 turbines in operation. Caetité Solar Complex, it has a capacity of 4.8 MW capacity. It is totally ready, and what is in its final phase of implementation is the connection, where basically we depend on the licenses to implement its construction. concerning the pipeline of Renova. It's a huge differentiation. We have 7.1 gigawatts of capacity, approximately 2.3 giga of projects, solar projects. Concerning the year of 2023, we had a generation of energy of 1,000 gigas. The net revenue is 207 million, an increase compared to last year. Our margin of energy's margin is 185 million, an increase compared to last year. We had an EBITDA adjusted of around 67 million, a margin of 29.6%. And we ended the year with a closing cash balance of 23 million, and we had we lost 23 million. With important points, we had the payment of creditors within the judicial recovery plan of Renova. Now, concerning some important factors, we had an increase in the context of market, an increase in consumption, about 4.4%, and the PLD remained practically at the same level throughout the year, with an expectation at the beginning of this year to remain the same. Vitor, I will hand over to Vitor Hugo for him to discuss the results. Good morning to all of you. I will be presenting the results. Thank you, Sergio. The energy production, when we look at the energy production throughout the year, we see in the first quarter, 275 gigawatts hour, then 321, 280, and 202. This variation from the third quarter of reduction has an impact in the restriction of transmission in the system. The system has a restriction and ends up disconnecting the wind parks of operation. And there was the issue of maintenance of our... In December, we had maintenance in the generators to guarantee the generation of energy throughout 2024. So these were two important impacts, the restriction and the maintenance of equipment. Then the next slide, we have the net revenue data consolidated from the first quarter of 2022 until the fourth quarter of 2023. And we had the company generated more revenue throughout the quarters. And when we compare the last quarter of 2022 with the last of 2023, there was a reduction of 21%. As I mentioned previously, there was the issue of restriction of energy, which was 29 gigawatt hour in the last semester, and the maintenance. When we look the next graph comparing the one year against the other, we closed the year of 2023 with 227 million of revenue, and 2022 was 206. So it was an increase of 10.4%. So excluding there was an increase of 22%. So last year in 2022, we did not have a park working full. That's why we have this increase in revenue when we compare one year with the other. In the consolidated financial results, when we look at the EBITDA, when we look at the first block, the quarter against the quarter, the last quarter of 2022 versus the 2023, we see a reduction of 71% compared to the last quarter, 2022 versus 2023. We had an EBIT of 240 million. The biggest effect of 2022 was the reversion of equality of 219 million. In the graph next to it, we have the effects not recurrent, the extraordinary effects. When we compare the PPTA adjusted of 2022 versus the adjusted of 2023, there is a reduction of 71%. The last quarter, we had an EBIT of 11 million reais. So as I mentioned, concerning the restriction of the line of transmission that serves our park, it's an ONS restriction and the maintenance of equipment. Looking at one full year against the other, 2022 with against 2023, the EBITDA of with the EBITDA without readjusting, we closed 56 million, and 2022 with 303 million. Looking now at the effect of EBITDA of adjusted 2022 versus 2023, when we compare with the full year, we had a year of 2022 with 75.4 million and the 2023 with 77.5 million, a reduction of 10.5. If we take out the effect of the sale of EBITDA, if you look at the generation of wind generation, 2023 is better than 2022, because in 2022, we did not have the full functioning of the park throughout the year. It started, the last unit started in 2022. Now, if we see the net revenue profit, when you say a quarter against quarter, the fourth quarter of 23 against 22, when we look at the effect, accounting effect of 2022, we close with 50 million reais, and 2023 with 126 million reais. They adjusted between an increase of 261%, taking out the effect of the reversion of a parity, that it's 2022 would have close with a loss of 78 million. And now we have a profit of 125 million. When we see 2022 versus 2023, we have the whole year of 2022, we close with a profit. In 2023, we had a loss. So in the adjusted, when you look at the adjusted effect, the profit of 2022 would be a loss of 276 million, and 2023 would be a loss of 16.1 million, a variation of 94.2% better than 2022, taking out the extraordinary effects of the company. Now, if you talk about the consolidated financial results, the cash flow, we closed September of 2023 with 27.6 million, and we are closing the year with 17.6 million reais, a variation of 10 million negative. That is a worsening the result, operational results, which is the effects of the issue of payments of our LAIR contracts due to the low generation, due to the AC wind cycle. The payment of class 2 and class 3, there was a payment of 0.43 million, and investment, we had an investment of 2.7 million of reais. And if you talk about the indebtedness and judicial reorganization, it's stable. The third quarter of 2023 and first of 2024, we had a debt of 1 billion, and it was our debt was corrected. Part of our debt is connected to CDI. We are closing with 1 billion 300 million of debt, and we pay throughout the year over 70 million payment. 44.8 class 2, 25.3 class 3, totally 72.4 million. Now let's go to questions and answers. We will start the session of questions and answers. And to make a question, send a question on the chat located on the left side of the screen. On the right side, sorry. Our first question comes from Leandro. Excuse me, Ju, what is the expectation of finishing the judicial reorganization, the judicial? We expect throughout the year of 2024 to leave this process of recovery. It's an issue. It depends on the judicial, on the legal, in the court. It depends on the judge. But the expectation of the company is that throughout this year, we manage to fulfill all the steps and and leave this regime of recuperation, judicial recuperation. Our next question coming from Leandro, could you comment on this project of Quechité, which is in the advanced phase? Is there any planning of launching or starting construction or any partnership to start this project or next year? So this is a project that we expected to start last year, sometime last year. The distributor, the company was supposed to construct the transmission line, which did not occur. And from then on, it's up to Renova to implement the construction of the project. We are obviously, since it is work reimbursed by the company, all the costs to not to have any surprises. But the idea is to begin the construction of this project in 2 months and then try to conclude at the beginning of the third quarter. It's an expectation of concluding this transmission line project. Wonderful. Another question from Leandro. Based on the maintenance done in December, does the company have any estimate, financial estimate or time or something related to time in terms of the need of maintenance or postponing or purchase of energy? Our expectation is that we can supply 100% of our contracts, comply with all the contracts. This is the expectation. The generation is to be compatible with with our contracts. Of course, we were in a park that was doing a ramp up. It was in a ramp up process. The availability throughout the time increases, but within this timeline, ramp up timeline, our contract should be supplied by the generation supplied in Alto Sertão. So we close our conference of earnings result of Renova Energy. Thank you, all the participants, and we are available through our contacts of RI and the company for any clarifications.